Now it's back to the music room and time to meet our honored guests in person, Ray Evans and Jay Livingston. Hi, fellas, and congratulations. Felice and I are certainly happy to welcome you again to the Paramount Music Room.
Thanks, Reed.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Felice.
Hello.
Hey, it's okay. You can put those Oscars down on the piano. We won't touch them. We work for Paramount, too, and believe me, we're all delighted around here that Buttons and Bows came through with flying colors.
Now, we're pretty happy about it ourselves, Reed. You know, we were competing against some very wonderful songs.
Well, that's true, I'm sure, but there's something sort of irresistible about Buttons and Bows. It has a lot of that casual charm.
Well, Bob Hope had a casual way of tossing it off in the pale face that paid off, too.
Well, Jane Russell was a bit of all right, too, last night in singing it.
Oh, she was wonderful. And we're so happy, I'm sorry, we're so happy she got a chance to sing it. We wanted to get this in because we know we wanted her to sing it in the in the picture, and it didn't fit because she had such a rootin' tootin' par. It was just out of character.
Well, you know, it was so wonderful, even though we couldn't be there last night, just to sit by the radio and listen to the way the show was broadcast over KECA. I thought that it was just it must have been a wonderful show. It moved along with such precision and had so much showmanship to it. Wish we could have been there, but it was wonderful that you were there.
Yes, it was a big kick for us, Felice. I mean, it was our first time as a nominee, and of course we were waiting there with on pins and needles. As you say, the show moved along very well. There was a lot of glamour to it and excitement. The girls were all beautiful in their new gowns, and Robert Montgomery was a swell MC, and it was just a nice affair to be at and a nice affair to come home a winner from.
Nice musical job, too.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. Wasn't that kind of show music terrific?
One fanfare after the other, and each one was different. That's a good trick.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine the excitement mounted for you fellows as the evening wore on, didn't it?
We were down near the end, which was very, very tough to sit through. I'd rather be at the beginning.
Each time they'd play one of those nominee songs, and it wasn't Buttons and Bows, why, I wondered how you were feeling.
Oh, it was rough.
We were getting lower by the minute.
Well, as I'd like to know, and I imagine a lot of our listeners would, how you fellas go about writing one of those tunes for a Paramount picture, you know, like Streets of Laredo or My Own True Love.
Wait a minute, or Buttons and Bows. Yeah. That's the one that we want to hear about.
Well, interesting story about Buttons and Bows, Reed and Felice. That was not the song we originally wrote for the Paleface.
So?
We had written another song first, had to do with an Indian theme, and they figured they didn't want the Indians, you know, made musical comedy there, so we went back and wrote Buttons and Bows. And the actual mechanics of the thing were like this. In a matter of speaking, we put the cart before the horse. We wrote the last half first. We got a certain amount of the melody, and then we couldn't get the beginning. I mean, Jay will show you at your piano what I'm talking about.
All right, let's hear that, Jay.
Well, we had this last part right away. Let's go where you'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows.
That's
and
the last half, huh? What is it, the buttons or the bows?
Well, it's about half of each. Then about 3 weeks later, that's all we still had.
Oh.
And it's getting time. And
tragic.
That's very tragic. It's getting time to turn it in. The producer gets on the phone, and we get a little nervous. And so I kept working on the opening phrase, trying to get a good musical phrase for Ray to write some words to. And I guess I was getting a little too complicated. I was going all over the place like that and just driving myself crazy. And then one day, Ray gave me a line that went, east is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chosen. It just seemed to come out from there, just like that.
Ah, good for you, Ray.
And you put them together, and what happened?
Well, we had east is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows. And then we finished the song from there.
Ah, well, that's wonderful. And that's the way the masters do it. You know, I think I'll go home and write the first half first of my next year's Academy Award-winning song. And now that we know how an Academy Award winner is written, suppose we listen to the finished version and Robert Hope. That was the Academy Award-winning song, Yuck, Buttons and Bows, written by our guests Ray Evans and Jay Livingston, and a mighty nice song it is, too. By the way, what picture song are you working on now, fellas?
Well, Reed, we just finished another Bob Hope assignment, a picture called The Great Lover, in which we did two songs for Bob and Rhonda Fleming to do.
And also the Hal Wallace picture, my friend Irma, we wrote some songs for Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Well, good. We'll be looking forward to introducing them to on our show, too. And thanks so much, Ray and Jay, for joining us this afternoon. And please come back soon and often.
Thank you very much, Felice. We hope to see you very soon.
We'll come back anytime we get a chance.
Good.